is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution of Juan McCartney is sponsored by Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis Paradise Island, Marlin Marine, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, and Popeyes.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We got several things to talk about today. Clearly, we need to talk about what's going down with Cabbage Beach and access to it. I was not prepared to speak to it yesterday, but I saw the news reports, and I have read the stories, and I now understand what has happened and heard what was said, and I'm now prepared to talk about it. But before I do that, I would be remiss if I did not comment on the latest incredibly strange thing coming out of the House of Assembly. So yesterday, Fox Hill MP Chanel Ferguson claimed God made women to irritate men into doing the right thing and called for the leaders of the two major political parties to do something different for women in the Bahamas. Ferguson said, it's important for women to have seats at the table. Quote, yes, we're not going to agree with you. We're going to be difficult around the table. Just think about this. Think about this. When you have an oyster and there is this beautiful pearl that comes out of it, it's from the irritation in that oyster that you get a pearl. And God made us this way for a reason. He made us this way to irritate you to do the right thing. She said that somebody told me, don't talk about this. But I am going to talk about this. I think you should have listened to the person who told you, don't talk about it. While you make a very good point that women should have a seat at the table and that they are deserving and critical, all right, when it comes to our national development, it is not because women are, as you see it, irritating, all right? And I don't know that that's a view that a woman in leadership should be espousing about women. First of all women are not one way. Perhaps maybe you are irritating. Maybe the women you know are irritating. But many men are also irritating. We've got to develop
better arguments for progress. All right. I'm not going to, you know, harp on you, Chanel Ferguson, but be serious now. All right. The reason you want women at the table involved in decision making is because women are 50% of the population, and they deserve to have a say in the decisions that are being made about their country. The reason you want to have women at the table is because, just like among men, there are many talented, brilliant, effective, hardworking women who can bring those qualities to the betterment of national development. Not because you're irritating and God made you to irritate men to do the right thing, because I've seen lots of men get irritated by women into doing absolutely the wrong thing. But it's because women possess many of the qualities that we seek to have in leadership in our country, just as men do. All right? And they should not be excluded from those positions when they are talented, creative, gifted, just because they are women. All right? So you need to make a better argument than this. Pigeonholing women as one particular thing doesn't advance the cause of women. All right? Women are diverse in their attitudes and approaches, just as men are. All right? Let's stop jamming people into these particular gender roles when human beings are diverse in nature. All right? There are certain things biologically, yes, that come naturally to women and that differentiate men and women. But women are different, very much so, in the broader population. These kind of arguments have held women back. And it's strange to me that in recent years we're seeing women hold the cause of women back through their arguments and through their thinking. All right? It would be like saying, well, women naturally make better cooks. All right? So women should all just be in the kitchen. Women naturally run a home better, so women should just stay home and not work and not be in the office place. When you start doing these things and categorizing women as just one way, you're holding them back and you do a disservice to women. All right? So when you say that women, God made women to irritate men to do the right thing, when Miriam Emanuel gets up and says, my father told me that my husband punched me in my mouth, he would ask me what I did to offend my husband. When you say these things, you're hurting women. You're not helping. So perhaps we need to delve more deeply into the diverse pool of women out there and seek to involve more of them in politics, because this is not what we want. All right? We certainly don't want, as you say, tokenism, all right? But women in leadership making these kinds of arguments about women, that's not what we want. And I say that as someone who's supportive of women being treated more equally in the society, particularly in terms of politics, all right? Now, let's talk about the beach access, all right? The company that now owns Ocean Club also owns the property that vendors have used for many years to access Cabbage Beach. Ironically enough, the company's name is Access Industries, and they went ahead and blocked the access to Cabbage Beach. It set off a firestorm among vendors yesterday. And I don't agree with some of the commentary I heard from those vendors, but I understand the emotion. I understand the passion. All right? It feels unfair that these people have had access to the beach through that property for this long, and you just overnight put up a fence, pack up their stuff, and haul it off without even giving them the courtesy to say that this was coming. All right, so this is not all the rah-rah-rah. That's not productive. All the I'm going to rob MPs. I don't know what you're talking about, ma'am. That makes sense. You think that makes sense for you to say? I know you're emotional, but that doesn't make any sense, right? I don't get upset at something and go, well, I'm going to go beat my wife. You know, it doesn't. How does one follow the other? You're talking about targeting MPs because access to the beach is cut off. All right. I get that you're emotional, but that's not appropriate. Let me tell you the saddest part about this, right? The saddest part about it is that we can take a phone call. That's fine. Let's do the phone call, Ali. No? All right. You can call back if you want. The saddest part about this is not the lack of access to the beach, because we can figure that out, right? The saddest part about it to me is how these political parties use Bahamians so casually when it fits their aims. So, of course, the prime minister, he doesn't have nothing to say about it after basically leading the last march to that same access point at Cabbage Beach where a fence was torn down. He promised to expunge everybody's records and didn't do it, right? He doesn't know anything about it. Diagler says he supports the vendor's right to be accommodated, or the vendor's request to be accommodated, because the law is pretty clear on where the private ownership ends and the public ownership starts. But I find so ridiculous this statement by the PLP about its concern for Bahamian vendors being blocked from doing business at Cabbage Beach. What are you talking about? Who are you kidding? You don't care about these people. You were in power in 2016 when this same access point was blocked and washed your hands of it and did nothing for these people. You stood by while police arrested the people for tearing down the fence, charged the people, prosecuted the people. When the people were given fines, you did nothing. Stop trying to play us and act like you have a modicum of respect. Act like it. I know you don't, but act like, please, you have a modicum of respect for our intelligence, and if not our intelligence, at least our capacity to remember events just a few years ago. All right? It really makes me, makes my stomach turn to think that you guys don't rate us at all to remember that you were in power and you did nothing for these vendors. You did nothing when the beach access was blocked. Please, stop it. Stop speaking to us as if we are idiots. All right? I know there's a lot of dim bulbs out there, but not everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Thank you for that advisory you just gave us politically. Because I favor the new government that's coming in, but you got to put them on notice.
Yeah, correct. Go ahead.
We are not stupid, okay? We have no intention to be treated stupidly either. Okay. What you just said, I support that 1,000%. What I really called for, though, is this. I expected Shauna Ferguson to give her a budget debate. I expected her to stand up for women and athletes inside that house of assembly by way of Tanika Rose. Okay, because what happens here is that she should have remembered that event where Ms. Rose took a flight with her contingent in that faraway country, went there, and didn't even attend the meet that the Bahamian athletes were in. They also didn't even financially support the athletes. Jordan Ferguson, I expect better out of her. You know, the youth of the country just said, expect better out of her. She's an athlete. She's one of our golden girls. How could you forget that little man that you went and did a represent? Foxhill deserved better. Okay? And therefore, man, you got to do better. Like Warren say, we remembering things. It's only been 4 years. Only been 4 years, and you all expect us to forget some stuff?
Right.
No, man. No time.
To believe now that you're championing this issue, like you're so sincere about it when you didn't check before. Listen, and I'm with you, right? Be on notice. Even if you're the next government, you ain't going to just, stuff ain't going to just go the way you figure it's going to go when we don't say anything or remind you of the errors that you made or let you do any sort of thing and go, well, at least it wasn't the FNM if you win the government, right? So treat us with some respect, please. I fake it if you don't really have it in you. Right? And act like we have some sense. All right? I'm begging you. Stop it. Stop fronting. All right? Now, the next thing about this is, on the government's part, right, on the Minnesota administration's part, it's just sloppy. Okay? On the company's part, it is poor corporate citizenship, and you're starting off on the wrong foot when you start strong-arming people who have less power than you. What should have happened is you should have, knowing these people access the property, because you had to know, is that you should have gone to the government, or at the very least gone to the vendors, ask them to have a meeting, or at least issue notices, flyers, whatever. Say, we are planning on commencing construction in this area. Due to safety concerns, we are blocking certain parts of the access point. All right? That would have been very simple to do before you pack up all their stuff and move it. The government, when this property was sold, understood that there's a history of people needing access to Cabbage Beach through this part, all right? Now, I don't know what the development plans look like. I don't know how the new condo hotel will be situated at that site, but I don't know that it was some... I don't know that you could not have said when that property was sold, listen, we need to preserve some access to Cabbage Beach. And I know there are other access points. We need to preserve some access to Cabbage Beach for these people to help make a livelihood for themselves. All right? And you should have kept them in mind, particularly in that the year before you came to power, you were out there while everyone was tearing down fences for access to that beach at that point. So it's poor corporate citizenship. It's sloppy work on the part of the government who, again, use these people to further their political aims. You sense in the trend, right? We talked about this yesterday. You use these people to further your political aims and then discarded them and stopped checking for them. All right? I agree with D'Aguilar. There should be some accommodation. But again, you riled everyone up last lap and then just totally disregarded the issue. All right. On the part of Access Industries, you are welcome to do business in the Bahamas, but you have got to keep consideration of the well-being of Bahamians at the forefront of what you are doing, or this ain't gonna work. Okay? We'll take a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Let me ask this pertinent question. Mm-hmm. Are Bahamian first class or second class citizens in their own country?
Well, you know, it seems like second class a lot of times.
You know, my thing is, I don't care what the negotiation or what agreement, whichever government I placed on this particular piece of property. The law states, after Huberinger made it law, that Bahamians should have an access point to the beach, right?
Yes.
So it shouldn't be no getting around that. And furthermore, those investors, they are presumptuous because, at least, like you said, they should have had a meeting, held a meeting, along with the government. Whoever would have wanted to be the government spokesman, I think it should have come from tourism, and let the vendors know what their intentions were, and give them another access point to that beach until such time, or give them some sort of incentive until such time. How could you take their waking stuff off the beach, destroy it? Who's supposed to pay for the stuff that was destroyed?
Yeah, well, Access Industries should. And they do have another access point, but it's very far away. And here's the thing that I found offensive, actually, was Access Industries saying, well, you can always try Junkanoo Beach or go Montague Beach. What are you talking about?
That's totally disrespectful to Bahamians in general.
It
because
is.
At the end of the day, most Bahamians have been tourists in the beach for almost 50 years. How is it now that because the development want to come, they have more rights than the Bahamians in their own country? That's a hell no, okay? And that is totally disrespectful and wrong. If the government knows this, a particular development is going to be getting ready to develop within another month or two, they should have had some meeting with the vendors. Even if they had the owners of that property, who claimed that they owned the entire property, ask them if they wanted to pay the vendors out, at least give them that option, okay? And the government find some suitable remedy by placing those vendors in a different location.
Yeah.
But I don't think they had the right to just take their stuff off the property and put a gate up, erect a gate, overnight without the vendors' knowing. Okay?
Now, you're talking about rights. I'm going to disagree with you there. It's private property, all right? Access Industries owns the property. They have every right to erect the fence. They have every right to remove property that they don't want from their land. All right, so they have their rights. You have rights when you buy land, all right? What I'm saying, I'm not questioning their right to do it. What I'm questioning is how appropriate it is to do it in this manner. There's a better way to do this, all right? So it's not in question that they own the property, but I believe that the government, whose job it is to look out for the interests of the Bahamian people, or else I don't know what the hell it is y'all are doing, y'all are there for, the government should have interceded and made sure to look out for the interests of those vendors. All right. Like the caller said, perhaps you could have helped them, you know, with a stipend or something like this, etc. You know, so, you know, let's think clearly about it. They clearly have the right to put up a fence on their property. That would be like me telling you, you don't have a right to put up a fence on your property. You own the property, right? That comes with certain rights, whether you're foreign or Bahamian. All right. But there's a better way to do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good.
You know, growing up, I remember McCartney, and I checked this out by law. Growing up, I remember one time when there was the Montague Beach Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
There was a property that got allowance on the Montague Beach Hotel. When you came across the road to the beach site, there was actually a chain link fence that used to go from the side of the sidewalk down into the water. So the rights of the hotel at that time was, and I think anybody could check this out, although we might sympathize with our Bahamian people, but the right is the person owning beachfront property, they own from the front of their property to the high water mark adjacent to the beach.
Yep.
That is law. Now, what happened was the government has negotiated access road to the water in case you want to take your jet skis, your boats, or you want to go out swimming in the water. You could go out swimming in the water. You can also come up on the beach, but only up to high water mark. You are not allowed to come below that high water mark, set up no tents, no chairs, no umbrellas, no this and that and next, unless you go to the owner of the property and get permission to do so.
Yes.
Now, they might have compassion and say, okay, the people need to make a couple of dollars, this and that and the next. They assist my female guests by plaiting their hair, selling them some T-shirts, and the guys renting some umbrellas from the sun and some chairs. Nice. But they can also be niggled and say, I don't want you on my property at all.
Yeah, they have every right to
that's their
right.
Access
to and their
the
property.
Government cannot do that because, from example, Paradise Island is a private island anyway. The entire island is a private island.
Well, there's some crown land. But
well, I think the crown land has been gone. But what I'm saying, they lease it out, the piece on the western front by the lighthouse. I think that's a crown land area, but they plan on leasing that. Or there's something in court now. Excuse me.
Yeah,
all of those. They are private islands. And people will allow you to come onto the island. If you come over there with your little family and stuff like that, if you be decent and things like that, but when you start to set up shop and own a business today on the Mount Islands, he might say, hey, either pay me or get off. He got that right.
Yeah, you're
you
right.
See?
Yeah.
And that's the same thing happens down by Cable Beach and all those other private properties down. So, but the government has properties like Montague, Sanders Beach, down by Sandy Port, by the caves, a place like that where you could go and nobody could run you off the beach.
Okay.
So
now,
then these people on Paradise Island say, okay, we had enough of yours and your noise and your jet ski problem. We're sorry, we don't want you there no more. The police can't do nothing. And whether the PLP or the FNM, they're doing it, they both try to get their political brownie points. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Yeah, it's all brownie points. But again, the fact remains is it is private property. This issue has before gone before the courts, and the courts determined that the property owners cannot be compelled by the government, right, through any, you know, coercive measures to grant access to their property, all right? So that's not in question, that it's private property and that they own it, okay, up to the high water mark, which who the hell can tell what that is, depending on the time of day or the position of the moon or whatever survey that they took back in the day. All right. So they don't have a right to access the property, but you know that they've been there and you should try to find an accommodation for them. Also, don't just lock it off one day when you know they use it to access it and move all their stuff without telling them about it. That's not cool. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn. What's up, my brother?
I'm good. How's it going?
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Who government that you know about, sold that piece of property?
Who
do you know?
I'm sorry. Say that. Ask the question.
Do you know which government sold that piece of property? Under which government?
That piece of property transferred from Atlantis to Access Industries in 2014. They bought it. Access Industries bought it from Atlantis in 2014.
Mm-hmm. So the reason why I asked
so
that
I
is
guess
that
would be the Christie administration.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I just wanted some confirmation on it. Someone told me that not too long ago. But the reason why I asked that is that how could you sell property? Right, and you include in the public beach.
Well, it's the private property up to the high water mark. That's what the
right,
court,
right,
court's
right.
Ruling.
If I understood
so
it,
so you
beach.
So if you sell it, you get the beach too. You get up to the high water mark. That's yours. That's your property.
Because if you look at the sign that they have up there, it says access to public beach.
Right.
It doesn't specify private.
Yeah. It's
public. And you know what, Mr. McGovern, you know what is getting me in this country? Mm-hmm. When you have leaders or members of parliament, when something that happened, they don't know. Man, come on, man. Mr. Diagla, come on, man. So with the greatest respect to you, you're trying to tell me that you're the Minister of Tourism. And yesterday, you didn't know nothing?
Yeah, and it shows that he doesn't have his hands around this situation.
But, you know what I want to say? Humorously, he don't know nothing from the hotel situation. Nothing he knows, nothing. I understand that. But I know one thing, Mr. McGarty. I can throw this in the air to you, and you hold me to this. Three of them have been ratified, including himself. He can know very soon.
All right.
Have a good day, bro.
All right, buddy. Yeah, so, again, it's private property we're talking about, okay? You don't have a right to use private property to get to the beach, okay? The people who own the property, unless we're just saying we're going to do away with property rights, right? They have a right to block it off, but it's the manner in which you do things. And also the government should have their hands around it. And I would think if there were a $250 million development going on, ready to kick off, that the government should be aware of that. They would have issued permits or whatever. Don't they keep their hands around all these things that are going on? That's a good thing. I'm happy they're building a hotel. That means jobs and more money in the economy. But let's do this thing properly. All right? So I thought Atlantis was leasing the property for 100 years from the government. You thought Atlantis was leasing that property for 100 years from the government? Who made you think that? Or is that just, you just made that up in your head? That's Atlantis owned that property, all right? And they sold it. So you're thinking that isn't helpful, all right? So, because that's not the case. All righty? Okay. Let's go to a break, and we'll be back. I see quite a number of text messages. We'll deal with those.
Bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Menchie's is proud to announce the opening of its new Harbor Bay location this Wednesday, June 16th. But there's more. Bring the kids between 1 and 3 p.m. for a free kitty cup with the purchase of a regular cup and a chance to see Menchie's at their special grand opening this Saturday, June the 19th. With more than 100 flavors and a fun-filled atmosphere, there is happiness in every cup. Menchie's, make you smile. One cup at a time.
The Sourdough King is back at Burger King Nassau. This fan favorite features 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with thick-cut smoked bacon, 4 slices of melted American cheese, ketchup, and creamy mayonnaise, all on toasted sourdough slices. Get your sourdough sandwich as a single or a double and add ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings for a perfect way to fill your day. The flame-grilled Sourdough King is only here for a limited time and only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you will also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to a Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking beach access. We were also talking about Chanel Ferguson's commentary, which is just was unhelpful. All right. You're not advancing the cause of women by labeling them all as irritating or saying that they are irritating, but it's good because it's going to help you get to the right outcome. I don't know that makes any sense. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
How's it going, buddy?
Fine. This is the property, this is the money that Brooksville borrowed, Kushner borrowed from Brooksville. And they sold the property to a rich billionaire Russian.
Yeah, he's one of the richest men on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah, so Brooksville is bad. That's why the government got to be careful with dealing with Brooksville. Brooksville is they deal in liquidate companies quickly, like they bought JCPenney last year for half the price. Sell that off. But the government should have known what was going on. Even the Minister of War should have known that was going to be built. And we've been using that beach for how long? When at least 40 years that I know about. That should be the part of enemy
been using that beach forever. What do you mean?
Yeah, so that should be, we've been using that beach from the bill, the Grand. So that should have been planned. That access beach is behemoth by now. We're going to take that. So we need a strong prime minister. Like when Bahama was being built, and the Bahama was being in their own dump truck. Bahama called everybody in, and he cut the pie. But Bahama, he won't get him mad. We need a prime minister who ain't ducking and dodging. Like, he is by jaggling at a top of us. We have a prime minister, right?
Yeah.
It's his job. He got final say. Why Minister Jaggling got to talk for our prime minister? What we got as our prime minister? A man who's scared to talk. Big tough decision. Menace, what are you doing?
Now, to be fair to Menace, if he don't know about it, I mean, you can't expect him to speak. I mean, I would prefer if he don't know nothing about it for him not to speak on it and to get your information together. I'm sorry, the guy who owns it, Blavatnik, he's Ukrainian, for those of you out there who may be Ukrainian who take offense to me saying he's Russian. He's Ukrainian, all right? Although Ukraine was part of the United Soviet Socialist Republic for many, 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 many years. Thank you to the caller who clarified the property ownership and where the boundaries are. So now I say the PLP wrong for selling the property without making provisions for the vendors who've been there for years, and the FNM wrong for playing stupid this time around when they was all up in the news crying foul last time. Both parties need to stop using us for brownie points, and we need to stop entertaining them when they come around making promises. Come with a plan that we can read and hold you to account with. All parties should have draft legislation for MPs, PM, recall, and local government in their campaign. If they don't, they just fooling you, run. All right, fair enough. All right, I'm gonna do this when we come back on the other side, right? Yeah, I'll do it then. Yeah, that's right. I got a thing I got to do. Never mind. I'm speaking as if they know what the hell I'm talking about. Juan, this goes back to my point earlier in the week about the sad level of debate in the House. We've digressed so much in terms of quality of ideas and depth of thought. It's embarrassing. I invite people to watch our counterparts in the region in their House of Assembly. We deserve better. Sadly, it doesn't help that the kiddies pool at Atlantis has more depth than RPM 80% of the time. Yeah, we need more depth, more thoughtful arguments than these strange things that you guys are saying. Juan, if I had a piece of property and I was not using it for 30 years and people was putting their personal belongings on it for 30 years and I come to bill on my property after 30 years and I fence it off, it's my property, so if I fence it off, how can the people be mad I fence it off? So I can't see how the vendors get mad. Well, I don't know that the issue with the vendors is, well, we I don't know. I don't know that their issue is, well, we want to use this property, we use this access point forever and indefinitely. It's just the manner in which it was done. But they have every right to block off the property. Juan, the other day I called a Korean Chinese, and he was pissed, so don't call that man Russian. Right, yeah. Right. I believe I can tell the difference between a Korean person, a Japanese person, and a Chinese person. I believe, because I've watched a ton of Korean movies,
and a lot of Japanese movies as well. And I haven't watched a great deal of Chinese cinema, but I know what Chinese people look like. All right. Mr. Menace never saw to it that those people's records from a few years ago were expunged like he promised. Wow. No, he ain't did nothing, is what he did. Juan, where do we get these politicians from with their often sexist and crude analogies? I'm having secondhand embarrassment as a woman and a Bahamian, sucking my teeth. Says, I agree, Juan, when in opposition, these politicians always act like they're one with the people, marching with them, etc. But when they're governing, they all kowtow to big business, particularly the tourism industry. Stop pandering. Yeah, stop pandering. You know, help, be of some use or leave us alone. Good afternoon, Juan. This may be off topic, but I wanted to get your opinion. The idea of giving vaccinated people extra privileges, such as extended curfew and other benefits, is that not discrimination or being biased? I mean, to me, it is discriminatory. All right? Now, is it justifiable with regard to the protection of public health? All right? Because the fact of the matter is that we're now under these ridiculous emergency orders. Because you believe there's an imminent threat to public health. But what you seem to be doing is just playing with people's civil liberties like it's a game, right? So you could argue that it's discriminatory. I think it is. It's biased, yes. You need to tell me the science behind it. What's the public health argument? Because this, you feel like doing it, ain't good enough for me. We got a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there still? No? Okay. Says, hi, Juan. Please let these developers know that if the high watermark is at your front door, then Bahamians have a right to the beach at that point. We need to stop letting these foreigners believe they can treat Bahamians as second-class citizens. They need to be informed of the law. I'm sure they're quite aware of the law and their rights. These aren't people. They didn't buy millions of dollars worth of property in the Bahamas without being aware of what the laws are or planning a $250 million investment. It is that you need to display good corporate citizenship, all right? That you're welcome to do business in the Bahamas. We want you here. We want you to build your hotel here. That's fine. You need to display good corporate citizenship, all right? It's always been better in the Bahamas for everyone else except Bahamians. Says, they got to figure this why about, though, Juan. I basically grew up on that beach, and Ocean Club probably owns both properties adjacent to the beach access because the east access runs parallel to Ocean Club Estates Clubhouse or whatever. I need some access, though. Yeah, I think it's fair to say that they should find some accommodation for the people, at least through the construction stage. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't know how the property... the development is going to be laid out, so it may be to where it ain't feasible for them to permanently have that access, but at least work them through a transition period. Since I disagree, Juan, I think the saddest part is the developer thinks they can swoop in overnight, throw the people's things on the road and put up a fence, then say it's blocked because of construction danger. The feeling I get is, well, we're developing and throwing money around. Carry your hip, but if someone asks, well, it's not safe, but don't come back. You need us. We don't need you. I mean, to me, the saddest part is the political pandering, but that's fine if you think that's the saddest part. Just tell Sparky don't spread that Rona over the phone. Says it's amazing the name of the company, something was afoot long ago. Says, Juan, I disagree with you respectfully. The sad part is not on the politicians, but on the dumb Bahamians who fall for the political ploy every time. Says, watch how quick the investor was to pull their trump card. It's a $250 million project to quickly remind them who's boss. He says, I know your fear. I'm with the vendors, but please address the vendor's verbal response as inexcusable, especially the lady who threatened to rob other people because she may not make what she is making now. I did. I said that they're wrong for that, right? How these extreme positions they're taking because they are upset. It really... is uncalled for, all right? This drift toward violence, you're going to target MPs. Why? Why would you do that? Why do you want to rob the MPs? Like, speak with sense, with all due respect, all right? Please. Or no one's going to pay attention to you if you keep saying crazy stuff, all right? You're disadvantaged. You're upset. You were treated poorly. We get it. What are you talking about? Rob MPs. These are people's family members. They have children and spouses and mothers and fathers. We don't want to rob them, right? Or hurt them. We want them to do a better job. All right? It's unfair to them to say that. All right? And it makes absolutely no sense. We got to go to a break. And we'll be back on the other side.
It's a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious boy, this real serious boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
At Wendy's, spicy means Wendy's spicy. Unlike the other guys, our spicy activates all your senses. For a taste of Wendy's spicy, try the new Chipotle Crunch Cheeseburger made with fresh beef, or the new Chipotle Crunch Chicken Sandwich, both with delicious crispy jalapenos, Chipotle aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Taste the Wendy's spice in every bite of irresistible Chipotle Crunch Topped Fries too. Stop in today for the flavor you crave. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution. You're on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. I got an announcement to make. Rev wishes to advise its customers that they will be conducting network upgrades between 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. on Sunday, June 20th, in select areas of New Providence. During this period, customers may observe disruption to their Rev services. Every effort will be made to reduce this disruption. Network upgrade areas are Bay Rock, Blue Hill Road, Cable Beach, Collins Avenue, Harold Road, Killarney Shores, Millennium Gardens, Oak Hill Road, Old Fort Bay, Pride Estates, Prospect Ridge, Sandyport, Skyline Drive, Stapleton, Tropical Gardens, Turnberry, West Bay Street, West Ridge, West Winds, Yellow Elder, and surrounding areas. If you're experiencing any service issues outside of this scheduled maintenance period, please let Rev know. Simply WhatsApp them at 804-9160. That's 804-9160. Live chat or DM Rev on Facebook. The company wishes to thank its customers for their patience and for choosing Rev. All right. We were talking beach access, yes, and what's going on with the vendors. It's a long-standing and a thorny issue. All right, we gotta try to figure this out. All right, while keeping a firm grip on reality. All right, so the reality is it's private property. There's been an accommodation because the property was vacant for many years. Now there's going to be development on the property. The situation has now shifted, so we have to figure out how we're going to go about doing this. Okay. And the company's wrong for the manner in which they did it. All right. One, so now Bahamians have no access to any beach on Paradise Island? Well, listen, don't, let's not be hyperbolic, right? You can access the beaches on Paradise Island. You know that. All right. It's just, it's more difficult now to access certain parts of Paradise Island. Good afternoon, Juan. So please tell me how many beaches in this country Bahamians can go on and picnic so we won't be able to go and picnic in this country like we did yesteryear. Well, I couldn't give you a specific number of beaches, but I did a story on a study undertaken by, well, it was then the College of the Bahamas several years ago about beach access on New Providence because the point of the research, the researcher said, was to examine the notion that seems to be widespread among Bahamians that there's not access to beaches for Bahamians. And the researcher went around New Providence and documented access points, and many of them weren't labeled, but he saw at least 36 public access points to beaches throughout New Providence, from Eastern New Providence to Western New Providence. All right? Northern New Providence, and there's some beach on the southern side too. All right? So there's public access to beaches for Bahamians. It's getting more difficult is the issue. And there are many beaches you can go picnic on. Jaws Beach, I would recommend. It's very, very beautiful. It says, I frequent every beach on PI in the 1980s, but we bow to the foreign dollars. Those days gone, Bala. Just tell the great Sparky don't cough in the phone and wear his mask. All right? Oh, I relayed that message for you. It says, I've always had an issue with beachfront property being sold. I firmly believe that any land on the beach side should have never been sold. Bahamians have so little access to beaches now because property owners and condo complexes now take over and block the beach access. I'm going to disagree with you. I think that beachfront land is very attractive, and many Bahamians own beachfront land. Are you saying Bahamians shouldn't own beachfront land? Or just foreigners? If I'm Bahamian and I have beachfront land, do I not have a right to sell it to whomever I so choose? Right. So we gotta strike a balance, you understand, between... First, let's figure out what we want. All right, and then let's figure out how to get there, right? So we want to be able to do as we wish with our property, okay? And we also want to be able to accommodate vendors so that they can do business with the tourists on beaches, all right? So we understand what we want now. Let's figure out the best way to get there. Hello, Juan. Will you consider doing a show on dog owners and the relevant laws that pertain to their containment? The law seems to be unclear, and they present a danger to pedestrians. Thanks. I don't know that I want to do an entire show on that, but we could discuss it. Says, good afternoon. The high water mark needs to be defined because during spring tide, the water goes all the way up to the cedar trees. And that's the thing, too. That I don't know that that's been fully determined in law, right? Can an access road be established with a wall on each side? And that's one way you could go about doing it. You could say, okay, we have construction going on. Again, I don't know how the property is laid out, so it's difficult for me to say definitively, but you can say, okay, we have construction going on, and we're going to start at this point and then construct the fence so that you still have some access. You can construct the fence running north, right, and allow them some access for the time being. But it may not be, and you're not going to like this, but it may not be that it will be possible for to have that public access there, depending on how the property is laid out. Now, the government, looking out for the interest of the people, could go, hey, let's figure this thing out, how you can develop the property but still leave some access at that point. Juan, do you know if the PM's still talking today? I'm going to see that you become the next Governor General. Talk show, too local for you, man. All right. No, he's not speaking today. Something happened in Parliament yesterday, and technical equipment went out, and so Renward Wells had to stop his speech, and he went today, and Desmond Bannister's going to be speaking, so, and the PM's going to speak on Monday, and then they go through the budget heads on Monday. Says, good day. There are cases in law where the public has a right to access to a pathway, even when on private property, when a pathway has been used from time immemorial. Also, the high watermark changes, so that could be controversial, just saying. I hear what you're saying. I don't know about any cases in law that you're describing, but I know about this case in law. This case went to the Supreme Court and was litigated. The case of access at that exact same point. And the Supreme Court said that you have no right of public right-of-way, and that is not an easement on that property, all right? It is private property. Supreme Court was quite clear about it, all right? So other places, maybe you know something I don't. That access point is private property, and that's been litigated. All right, it says, yes, Juan, tell DeWitt D'Aguilar didn't know. Just like how Brave Davis didn't know nothing about millions of dollars of contracts that were signed under his ministry when he's Minister of Works during the last administration. Okay. This says, Juan, I'm a white Bahamian. Visited Cabbage Beach, same area, 4 years ago. We were disturbed 38 times in 1 hour. Beach, jet ski, coconuts, drugs, etc. Also watched a black kid peeing against a wall 10 feet away. Is this what we want our tourists to experience in the Bahamas? Smelling urine on the beach, harassment while sunbathing. That is private property, and I applaud them for closing it off. Paradise Island was formerly Hog Island. The whole island was owned by one man, Huntington Hartford. The government has nothing to do with who owns what on PI. Now, the government still had crown land on Paradise Island. How do I know that? I know that because the government has leased crown land to Toby Smith. The government has leased crown land to Royal Caribbean, which I believe may intersect with Toby Smith's lease. So we need to see if we can figure that out. We'll have Toby on soon to maybe discuss that. But if that's happening over there and people are harassing it, that's why you need beach wardens. Remember the PLP promised beach wardens last lap with the jet ski operators and all this other stuff like that? Didn't happen, right? It says, in law, property owners must respect easements, which can be rights of access of property, if such is granted by a prior owner. It may be helpful if a lawyer is invited to discuss the rules regarding easements and rights of access. A lawyer could discuss easements and rights of access, but I'm not guessing. I'm telling you, the Supreme Court of the Bahamas said that that is not an easement and not a public right-of-way. All right, I don't need a lawyer to tell me that. We could discuss easements, but that is not an easement. We covered the case. All right. Very interesting situation. Who should determine what is the best way for an owner of a property
to restrict or amend access to the public from their property. Well, I mean, I would think the government would, right? That's what the government's for, to set those sorts of guidelines. Yeah? Hi, Juan. When it comes to Bahamians, he doesn't do anything, but when it comes to foreigners, he wants to defend them. Who's he? Who are we talking about? It says, you can call me, by the way, if you want, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. The text line is 422-4796. It says, Juan, question, couldn't the government just take that property by eminent domain and allow access? The government certainly could do that. I think that would be very foolish of the government to do. Again, right? So let's figure out what we want. Let's not just react and don't understand the consequences of our reaction. Remember I told you this yesterday? Think before you act. So let's think about it. If the government makes a practice of seizing people's property, how does that impact not only you as a private citizen, but how does that impact our investment prospects as a country? Bahamian investors too, right? So there's a Bahamian development in Eleuthera, Jack's Bay. Do you want your government seizing parts of that property to protect access to beaches and discouraging investment when Eleuthera needs those jobs? We need those hotel jobs that are coming. I know y'all are foreigner. They provide us with jobs. We need jobs. And to those of you who say, it's all about jobs, talk that to someone who don't have one, who wants one. That we don't want jobs. We want jobs, right? So you would be discouraging your investments and harming Bahamians possibly if you start conducting yourself like that. The Bahamas government certainly could exercise eminent domain. It has done that, all right, to the chagrin of many, many, many Bahamians, particularly with regard to the Bahamas Electricity Corporation. They've been sued numerous times, and the courts have said they have a right to eminent domain. The government does, all right? And Bahamian property owners have been outraged. However, the courts have said that you have to be paid fair market value for the property the government seizes. They seize land, I think, too, for the road improvement project. Okay, I can't read this, but I... You're making a lot of allegations in this text that begins, Juan, stay and continue the revolution in the Bahamas. All right? It says, if the property is private, why would government know what is to be done to it? Help me understand, please. Sure, I'll help you understand. Because even if it's private property, if you are building on that property, you need the government's permission. Okay? If you are developing a $250 million hotel, I would assume that you're a resourceful business person and you would want to take advantage of the Hotels Encouragement Act. You will need to inform the government of what you are bringing in and how you qualify for exemptions, what exemptions you qualify for under the Encouragement Act. So it's not that you can do anything you want on your private property and the government should not know. All right? If you're building a structure more than 15 square feet, you need the government's permission on any property. All right? So I wonder who wrote Chanel Ferguson's speech. I mean, she must have written that. I don't see why someone else would have written it. And not like she has a ministry or something. One, I think Ferguson used the wrong word. I think she meant agitate. When there's an injustice or something is wrong, we should all agitate for change. She used the word irritate more than once, so I seemed intentional to me. Good afternoon. Oh, let's take this call. There, Kermie. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, Juan McCartney. How you doing? Seattle Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah, missed the first half of your show, but you did mention, I did catch a piece. I could only assume the context is that about government seizing properties. Government seizes properties when it becomes legitimate, when it's in national interest of individuals. The question is, if you've been locked away from Bohemian Beaches for a long time, is it in the interest of the majority of Bohemians? My answer to that is yes.
Now, that's a broad statement you made, that we've been locked away from Bohemian Beaches. I don't agree with that.
Slowly by surely, we have. I mean, of course, you're right, New Providence, because we could just catch an island. Here on Grand Bahama, most of the beaches are being privatized. Even all the way to McLean Stand is owned by the Grand Bahama Port Authority or Grand Bahama Development Company.
Government owns thousands of acres of beachfront.
No, that's what I'm saying to you. I'm talking about the two islands. I say, yes, you want to experience the beaches? Jump on a flight or boat and go to another 27 other places. Okay?
But I just went on the beach the other day.
I'm talking about New Providence. We say we should have access to all beaches, not some. Don't push me over. If I want to go Atlantis beaches and access. But let's go back to the context of what I'm saying to you about government taking it for the public interest.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, the world has changed, and finance and everything has changed for the last decade or longer. But we keep talking about these old models of banking and financial services. We have yet to move to the concept of ownership, where we could leverage the 7 million people per year that comes to the Bahamas, which 40% of them is new every year. We should have their name, their addresses, and all these other different places, right? But the mere fact that about 5 million plus of those individuals that come, actually come for all-inclusive hotels. They don't come to the Bahamas. They pass through the Bahamas. They pass through so the ships could stop here and let off their garbage and this and all those other different things. That's the benefits for them, not for the benefits of us. Yes, they buy trinkets and sit on the beach and we give them lawn chairs and stuff. But we need to talk about a new economic model, the same piece of property. In the same capacity that those individuals are leveraging the brand called the Bahamas, we, separate and apart from the arrogance of ignorance and the incompetence that has been shown in all of our other government ministries and government offices, because, you know, we use the expression we need to get rid. I heard this argument that we need to get rid of ownership of Bahamas Air and BP and the rest of them. If they could function independently of government, that means there's nothing wrong with those corporations. The problem is wrong with the leadership in it. There's something called a sovereign asset management that we could surrender them to, and they could be run for profit, separate and apart from PPP. That means all of the profit will come back to us, except for paying the managers, the ownership, where you hire the managers to run your business.
They tried that with Power Secure already.
No, these are variations. We talk about purity, not our hybrids, so somebody could benefit from it. I'm talking about the purity of a sovereign wealth fund and the purity of a sovereign asset management. Let's use an example. I give Mr. Anthony Ferguson my $1 million. I don't go into Kalina and say, file and start telling him to do this and do this and do this, whatever. He takes my money, makes money on it, takes a portion of the money that he makes and give me the dividends while restoring my principal. That's sovereignty.
If I give Anthony Ferguson my $1 million, I'm going to have a say in what he does with it.
No, but you give him your million dollars. But I'm saying to you, you may have some input in the way you want to invest, but you don't direct CFAL, you don't direct Kalina. This is why he has a business and all. It's more than him. You know, it's other people in the country that does this. What I'm simply saying is, but we have this concept of interference involving in it. I'm saying to you, every single government agency, if surrendered to a sovereign asset management, could be run. Going back to that same property. In the same way, we could leverage tax concessions. You say we can't give ourselves tax concessions. Are you saying if we're going to build 100-unit condos there, that we can't find 500 people to sell those to just as much as he could? And we will own the buildings just like he does, owning the brand of the Bahamas, giving our own concessions. The problem then is not the fact that are we taking anything from anybody else. We're simply going to be acting in the interest of behemoths, and we should be doing that going forward. There's very little of the things that we do here in the Bahamas that is a hybrid and contaminated that ends up with called junk economics can be easily be fixed if we just move away and embrace what is called global international standards. All the people in the Bahamas comes here, they take our brand, they take our property, and they leverage it to get most of the time, even some of our money, to build something, and then they give us the JOBS in it, just over broke suckers in the just over broke system. And so if we change the way we see things of ownership, let me just keep you long. Let me say this one. Those same 7 million people, if Juan McCartney wanted a 10-unit hotel, right? That's 500 weeks that Warren McCartney has. You're telling me, Warren McCartney, that the government can't give you access to their 7 million database so you could get 500 people to come spend a week in your hotel so that you could pay for your billing and you could actually book that 5 years in advance, collecting the $1.2 million to bill your...
Here's where this kind of falls apart, though. You can do that now, right? You can go right now and as a Bahamian and buy property. You can go right now and apply for Crown land and build condo units, and you can access marketing forces to sell those units. So I don't know that the government doing that.
We're talking about
any more helpful than Bahamians actually trying to do that themselves.
No, yes, people doing it too, right? And there's a group of us working towards it. I'm talking about government acting on behalf of the Bahamian people. Because what I'm simply saying to you is that we have billions of dollars of assets that sits in the office of the prime minister, right, that we refuse to surrender to a sovereign wealth fund. All things known and unknown, seen and unseen, tangible and intangible, should be surrendered to a sovereign wealth fund so we could hire independent international people who call sovereign asset management, and there's many of them among Bahamians without interference who can run it. We're talking about for the benefits of all Bahamians, not some. And so what I'm simply saying is the assets are here, right here, right now. In the Crown Office, we got 3 million acres.
Right, I gotta wrap up.
I'm simply saying is what we have to do is change the paradigm of the conversation and stop looking and start telling government the paradigm shift we need. We don't need jobs in this country. We already own it. We need to exploit that ownership for the benefit of all of us rather than, oh, some foreigners going to come and give us a job if we give them certain amount of things. Thank you so much.
No problem. Disagree with that, right? I think we traffic often in fantasy, right? When we should be confronting reality. Yes, ideas such as a sovereign asset management fund are good, and this administration says they're moving toward that. The PLP says they're moving toward that. All right. A family island infrastructure development fund, although the mechanics of that are super opaque. But the reality is this, and we keep saying this, and I think it's we do a disservice to our Bahamian people, right? Most Bahamians aren't prepared to own anything, right? That requires skills. That requires learning, all right? It requires certain abilities that not all of us possess, all right? Many of us need a regular, steady income. The vast majority of us will not be entrepreneurs, and we will successfully feed our families, purchase homes, educate our children, and retire comfortably with a job. I don't like this attitude of denigrating work and that we can sit by and just let everybody be an owner, all right? A lot of people aren't prepared to own a home. A lot of people have no idea how to properly run a business. If you want to be an owner in this country, then you have the capacity to do that now. I really don't like this drifting away from reality. You as a Bahamian can access the Hotels Encouragement Act now. Should there be more done to allow more Bahamians to access funding that'll allow them to have capital that generates money? Certainly. And we could look at that. All right. But you can do that now. You can build and own in the Bahamas now. People do it every single day. The role of the government is to help make that easier. So I understand everyone's out here talking big ideas. All Bahamians are going to be owners of something and all that. That's just not reality. Right. We need jobs in order to get people working, in order to have money flowing through the economy, in order to lift people out of poverty into the middle class, All right. And then we educate those people, develop those people so that they can become entrepreneurs and they can employ more people and the economy grows. If we believe that we're just going to sit down and snap our fingers and every Bahamian is going to be an owner and generate income and all this stuff like that, then we're not thinking clearly. All right? We can get to a place where we have robust ownership of our national assets that will generate income for us, but that's not where we should be looking at starting. That's my opinion. Because all they have to do is give them the pathway 6 feet wide to let the people walk up to the beach, put up a privacy fence and hidden entrance and grant that to the public. This is one, the person who said, Rob the MPs is truly the donkey of the day. All right, let's get a lot of text. This says, one, you don't like the idea of denigrating work. I got to tell Mr. Bain to stay far away from you because I already spent that $100,000 he promised. It says, how do these people think we can become owners without first having a job? It's really not, I don't think it's healthy to sell that, right? I think we need to look at more Bahamian ownership, certainly, and getting more Bahamians into the hotel industry. Are they interested? Right? But the idea that we don't need jobs is false. Yes, we do. All right? The second you lose yours, you will understand that. A1, the developers should provide an easement in a right-of-way to the vendors so they can get to the beach, but they definitely don't have to provide any storage, though. I think they can. Yeah, I think that you could provide an easement. It would be a good corporate gesture. And you may have to change your development plan, but, you know. This says, light-skinned people supposed to like dogs, whole show or nothing. You're the best. I don't have a problem with dogs. I mean, it's just, do I want to discuss it for an entire show? This says, praise the Lord, exactly. Most, I would say the majority of Bahamians are not interested in owning anything serious business-wise. Bahamians are just not capitalistic or entrepreneurial. They like a regular paycheck and guaranteed benefits at retirement. You got a lot of Bahamian entrepreneurs, you know, a lot. But you have a lot of people who say, I want a job, I want a career, right? That's how this, look around you. That's how all this happened, right? I know we think, ain't nothing happening. But when my grandfather came here from Eleuthera, right, just about none of this was around. All right, we've come a long way just from this tourism economic model. Do we need to diversify it, expand upon it? Yes. But this is, we've gotten quite far with jobs. Hey, Juan, I guess that vendor who said Rob MPs will be before the court soon, eh? And what time is Minnis going to make the vaccinated day proclamation? He says he's got to talk about it in the House. So I guess Monday. All right. So this says your response to the importance of jobs and the creation thereof was very clear-minded and spot on. The notion that unless you are a business owner, you're not accomplished is completely asinine. Not everyone desires or is fit to be a business owner. What we should be agitating for is a better retirement plan backed by legislation, and the lowering of the cost of living to denigrate jobs is incredibly myopic. Yeah, we need to, and you're absolutely right, right? So we need better retirement plans, right? And we also need to work on lowering the cost of living, and we need to, let me ask you this. What does owning a business generate? If you're a business owner, right? When you open a business, you employ people, yes? You are creating jobs. You will need people to work in your business If we all own businesses, who would work in them? Then you'd have to seek foreigners to come and work in them, I guess. It says, where does Lincoln think the 100,000 for each person is coming from? Mining for aragonite was not profitable, and so no one is mining it anymore. Yeah, I can't. I gotta. It's not helpful to me to step outside reality to the point that we don't look at the challenges that confront us and seriously address them. All right? We could have philosophical, theoretical discussions. We could do thought exercises as much as we want. But at the end of the day, the rubber's going to have to hit the road, and we need to get people working in the Bahamas. And the fastest way to do that right up and now is to get our tourism product back on track and expand it. It says, Juan, Sparky coughs a lot because he smokes cigarettes. You should quit smoking then, Sparky. It says, thank you, Juan. Everyone cannot be an owner, and everyone does not want to be an entrepreneur. These types of people still have to hire someone to work and help run the business. I agree. Please stop the denigration of individuals that are comfortable living life. Exactly. Like someone said that to me. A few people have said it to me, right? And they go, you should own a radio station. You should start your own radio station. And I'm thinking to myself, why on earth would I do that when this is an incredibly saturated and difficult radio market? Why would I mortgage myself out, because I don't have that kind of cash, to the tune of about $200,000, which is what you're going to do if you set up a proper well, you could do it for less than that. I won't lie nowadays. 50, 60 grand. Why would, that's just equipment wise. Why would I go through all that when somebody who has way more money and resources than me has already built a radio station and I don't have to spend a dime to make money off their enterprise? So not everything you want to be an owner in. Sometimes it's good just to work at a place, right? I'm fine. I'm looking, and I won't lie to you. I'm doing some things business wise. All right, not in a radio station, and I'm very interested in developing my business interests, but I want a job. All right, I have a career that has rewarded me richly, that has allowed me to take care of my family. All right, and I'm thankful and happy for it. I ain't trying to own a hotel. It says, foreigners do not borrow our money. They borrow U.S. dollars, which the banks can bring here from another location when needed. Foreigners do not borrow Bahamian dollars. No, there have been instances where we have had foreign developers borrowing in Bahamian banks. And I don't have a big, huge problem with that. It says, hey, ain't that the same area that was fenced in when the PM marched over the bridge and the fence was torn down with his support? So the same thing is happening. So why he ain't over there with the same people now? Exactly. This is labor is pure profit. That's exactly right, right? I've invested $0 in this company, okay? But I have earned many dollars. That is the value of a job. This is easy. Change the law. It's outdated. High water mark is a vestige of apartheid. And you could do that, right? You could do that. Decide what it is that we want, and then let's do it. If that's what we want, to say, hey, high watermark ain't going to work. It's got to be 20, 30 yards or whatever like that beyond the high watermark. We could do that. We got to game out how that's going to impact, right, our investment prospects. All right. It says, no foreign investor borrows in Bahamian dollars. Okay, well, I'm mistaken then, because I thought they did. There was some foreign investment borrowing from Bahamian banks in the past. It says, you know what annoys me? Renwood Wells gave his usually, I'm hopped up on speed delivery and shouts, 170 nurses. A group of empty vessels then starts banging on the desk. Do you think even one of them knows what the requirement is? How many nurses we need? When? In what areas will these graduates have the necessary skills as compared to the one we lost? What will it take to skill them up? I wish we had a dumb and empty test for candidate selection. Well, they're just banging. They'll bang on anything. They'll bang on tail for anything. That sounds good. This says, no, 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 we don't have to figure anything out. Beach access is the law, and the people who move those people's stuff should be arrested. It's their private property. You can arrest someone for removing someone else's property from my own property? It says, Juan, I've followed Parliament since the mid-70s, and I've noticed, among other things, that this governing group finds the least simple reason to bang on the benches as if they're trying to convince people they're doing great. Yeah, you're right. It says, good afternoon. Listening to Professor Chris Curry on Morning Blend was very much enlightening, and I see many of the challenges from yesteryear and what he said, and it still carries on today. While many of these projects are beneficial, there's no doubt that they're also crushing many of the small individual business persons. Finally, there must be preservation for the nation. Yeah. I think you do need to consider the straw vendors, right? Because if you do not consider the small man, then any of us risk being trampled on, right? So we got to protect everyone's interests. Well, and that's interesting about there being 36 beaches that can be accessed on New Providence by the public. No, 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 that's not what I said. I said that the researcher at the College of Bahamas found 36 beach access points for the public. That's what I said. All right. 36 beach access points. It says access points to beaches are fine, but there are many other factors. Many places don't have parking. Example, on West Bay Street, just past Blake Road, and some ain't easily accessible by bus. Example, Jaws Beach. And property owners can change the layout of their property so that even though access is there, it's just too cumbersome to bother trying to get to it. So beaches may be there, but still not available in the wider sense. I mean, okay, I guess if that's your position, I think that I just went on the beach, right? Now, Cabbage Beach is very nice, right? One of the nicest beaches in Nassau Paradise Island area. But I don't feel as though I am restricted from going on the beach. That's me personally. Now, with the vendors, that's a different story. This says, we got to take a break. This says, hi, when construction is active in New York, skyscrapers and access tunnels created with a cover above, I'm just saying, okay, that's fine. And I'm not saying that there shouldn't be, I'm saying that we should find an accommodation for the vendors. All right, but at the same time, recognize that the private property owner does have some rights. And you want a corporate citizen that's going to act in, that's going to act in, the phrase slips my mind, in good conscience, let's say that. We got to take a break? All right. Let's do that. It says, Juan, I'm a support and good faith. Good faith. That's what I meant to say. Juan, I'm a supporter of the FNM. I will be supporting the party candidate in my area in the next general election, but I must say the current Minister of Health and MP for Bamboutown and former PLP MP, I totally exhausted of him. Oh, Lord. This says, we'll go to the break. Hold on, let me read this before I forget. There's one, they tell you, don't read my text, eh? I'll read your text. It says, Juan, guess what? Minnis knows all about the Cabbage Beach access, even the Speaker of the House of Assembly, who at the time was the Cabbage Beach Association attorney, and at the time we won. So we the people will continue to claim ownership of the small piece of access. Big up. I didn't read your other text because you're making a lot of serious allegations that can get us in trouble. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Marlin Marine is going digital to better serve you. Check out our digital showroom at marlin-marine.com or visit our Facebook page and select shop to view our stock, speak with a sales agent, or request a quote. Be prepared this hurricane season with our lineup of Generac portable and standby generators. Our diesel and LP standby generators give you clean, uninterrupted power, while our portable generators provide convenient power where you need it, keeping you connected no matter the conditions. Find the Generac that best suits you. Contact Marlin Marine today and our sales agents will be sure to help. Call 393-7873, visit marlin-marine.com, and follow our social media pages to stay updated on our latest products. When the power cuts out, Generac steps in. So get your Generac generator today at Marlin Marine, giving you power on land and sea.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. We'll go through a few more texts. We're talking beach access, and see, I like to think clearly through things, you know what I mean? Like, I get emotional too, right? Yes, but I try to order my thoughts so that I'm thinking clearly through the issues and looking at this thing from multiple angles, right? So that I understand what it is I'm looking at. So I feel for the beach vendors. Stop saying you're going to rob people, but I feel for you, right? I'm disgusted by how we're used by these political parties. I think the company should be a better corporate citizen. And I also can grasp the concept of property rights. Now, if you don't want to sell beachfront property, we could have that discussion. But as it stands now, beachfront property is for sale. Well, when we talk about the cost of living and trying to adjust it to help the masses, we have to understand one thing. With the current model of the Bahamas, which encourages foreign persons to move here and bring their wealth, this is near impossible. We are bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars every year. These persons are buying homes, having homes remodeled, et cetera. Most of the time, they pay whatever the price is for the property or for the maintenance, et cetera. This has increased our GDP per capita tremendously over the years, and thus cost has moved with it. There's a reason why New York and California are the most expensive places to live. All the rich people live there. So it's a domino effect where there are rich people. Increases in costs will always follow. That's a good point. It's a good point. However, there are ways we can bring down the cost of living that don't have anything to do with property ownership per se, right? So we could bring down the cost of food by being more food independent. We could bring down the cost of electricity. That would help a great deal and encourage business. And we can also look at some different arrangements with the United States and China that might see us lower the cost of goods coming into the country as well, at least the cost of bringing goods into the country. With the access on PI, as a developer, you're selling your product as a condo hotel with a beach, so it's a very dicey situation. The government should step in and try to be the mediating party. Agreed. I agree. All right. This says, the unfortunate thing about this is the owner could have simply given those persons about 2 months' notice to leave the property. That would have settled it easily. Yeah, exactly. Right. It says, every time I've gone to Cabbage Beach, I've been harassed by vendors selling everything, coke, weed, umbrellas, so I don't blame them for denying access. Those vendors spoil my beach day every time I go, and the jet skis terrified me, but it would be nice if access left a 6-foot access path on the side for us. Says Avatar One, what are the materials and equipment that you need to start a radio station for 60-80K? Serious question. Text me back privately if need be. I mean, if you want the best, you know, you could, I mean, we could broadcast from your laptop now, you know what I'm saying? But if you want a terrestrial radio station where you build a tower, right, and broadcast that way, you're going to have to spend quite a bit of money. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you, because I understand what it costs to outfit most of this here, all right? I won when last you heard from Dr. Fool Me, he got us good. It says, not to be, okay. Okay, this person who wants me to give you a call, you call Kermit and leave your number and your name, 302-2314, because I can't write it down right now. It says, you are trading your most valuable asset, which is time, for money, mon. That is a slave mindset. I don't think it's a slave mindset at all. At all. Right? I'm no slave. I'm free to work here or not work here. I'm free to do my own thing. If I felt like I could go ahead and start a business and make $1 million tomorrow, I would. I'm nobody's slave. But I'm working. All right. I feed my children. I educate my children. All right. I'm nobody's slave. All right. I'm quite capable of going to another place to work. Quite capable of trying to start a business if I want. But to have a job is not to be anybody's slave. You misunderstand slavery a great deal if you think that. All right. One of the vendors on the person's property or on the public beach? The issue is not if they're on the property or the public beach. The issue is they're using the property to get to the public beach. That's the issue. All right. Sea levels rise in one. High water mark works more in our favor. My village road property going to be beachfront in 100 years. It's where you live on Village Road. I live there too. Owner of businesses mostly generates a cut donkey from their business. Trust me, my wife lost her 100K from this pandemic. It's rough. Yeah. All right, we got to go. So, interesting discussion. Maybe we got some things worked out. Says you need to change the name of this show. No, you need to change the way you think about this show. That's what needs to happen, right? If you think I'm just into spouting out wild things that aren't practicable, that's not what I mean by a revolution. I mean to revolutionize the way we think about these things and move the country forward by being able to better understand what's going on in our country, identifying what's wrong with our country, and addressing those challenges. So I don't need to change anything. You sound like you need to change. All right? Good luck with that. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. Says, if I have a right of way, how could I be given notice to move? Listen, how much more can I say this? They don't have a right of way. This went to the Supreme Court. It's private property. Not because I say so, because the Supreme Court of the Bahamas said so. That's who should determine these things. All right? I didn't make it that way. I don't want it to be that way. It is what it is. All right? We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.